just outside of Port Washington, on the southern end of an old abandoned feed mill, is a greenhouse. And when you step in that greenhouse, the first thing that hits you, besides the temperature difference, is the consistent sound of running water. That's because this greenhouse is for Portfish, which is an aquaponics center. And the owner of Portfish explained to me more about his operation.
I am Pat Wilborn. Portfish is a 501c3 group. We've been doing aquaponics for about 12 years. We've been at this particular location for the past 10 years.
What all are you growing in your aquaponics part of this?
Well, our main output, and it took us a couple years to get to this, but our main output is what we call a solid blend. And the blend consists of three different lettuces. It consists of baby greens and microgreens. The microgreens are radish and sunflower. The baby greens consist of Swiss chard, kale, arugula, sorrel, watercress.
And how did you determine those specific varieties of lettuces and plants to put in your mix?
Well, any environment is different from the next in terms of what it'll support. So pretty much trial and error. We went through several kinds of lettuces, and we tested different baby greens, microgreens, and the ones that we're using right now are the ones that grow best in here.
And can you explain for those who might not know what aquaponics is and how that works?
Well, aquaponics has two basic definitions. Aqua meaning the color, a green color, or in this case, a nutrient-rich color. And ponics is Latin for working. So you have working, nutrient-rich water, aquaponics. A little clearer definition of aquaponics is aquaculture, fish farming, and ponics, or hydroponics, growing without soil. Aquaponics relies on three participants: fish, plants, and bacteria. And what we do is we feed the fish. They grow. In that process, they create waste, a solid and ammonia. The solids we physically remove, and we use it on our raised beds as fertilizer. The ammonia is converted to plant food or nitrates by the bacteria. Two bacteria, one eats the ammonia, creates nitrites, the other eats nitrites and creates nitrates. The plants absorb the nitrates, but they also, in the process of absorbing nitrates, they're absorbing toxins, nitrates/toxins, toxic to the fish. So we're cleaning the water. This is just a big aquarium, and the plants are the filter. So they're cleaning the water for the fish. Fish are creating waste, bacteria are converting it, plants are cleaning it. It's an ecosystem.
What kind of fish are you growing here?
We have a relationship with the UW School of Freshwater Science. We raise yellow perch. Our system was designed for the benefit of yellow perch. We don't heat our water. Yellow perch have a broader range that they can tolerate, let's just say 55 degrees up to 85 degrees, and that's pretty much our ambient temperature range for water in the greenhouse. The fish live in the ag storage building.
You guys are part of a CSA, or Community Supported Agriculture, as well. Can you explain more to me about that aspect of Portfish?
In order to generate revenues, there are several areas that we depend upon. CSAs, Community Supported Agriculture, or aquaculture if you want, is where we can get a retail price for our salad blend. We also participate in farmers markets where we get a retail price, but we have wholesale. Most of our revenues are generated from wholesale sales. We have three CSA sessions roughly 17 weeks a year. And for our CSA, it's on an honor system. I don't man the thing. We just keep our door open and people come in and get our salad blend. They also buy eggs and grass-fed animal products. We have a relationship with a group in the town of Fredonia, Burkle Family Farm. He does the chickens and the animals. We have another relationship with a group up in Fond du Lac County, Produce with Purpose, who does a lot of different vegetables that we market through here.
And how many people seem to be interested in being a part of the CSA?
Not enough. It's a challenge. It's one thing to pay a little higher price every now and then, as opposed to us being able to depend upon a group of people who will pay a higher price on a regular basis.
And is the perch available for purchase as well?
Yes, we generally, occasionally will sell our perch to the local restaurant, and they have a fresh Friday fish fry, but we will harvest and make 1 pound bags of yellow perch. We're not set up to process the perch. What we do is we will harvest roughly 300 perch at any one time, put them in buckets of ice, and then take them up to Sheboygan. And there's a processor up there that converts them to the fillets, frozen or fresh.
And you said that you're working with the UW systems for the perch, but are you also involved with other school systems?
We have a system right now down at the Browning Elementary School in Milwaukee, and we've had multiple tours of school kids, Girl Scout, Boy Scout, elementary school, high school, college, people who want to see and know more about aquaponics.
And what are some of the things that they seem to find the most interesting when they come to tour and visit?
I try to make it a visit into nature. It's more than just raising food. It's being in this environment and benefiting from all the components of it. Raising food is one thing, but understanding nature and our relationship with it is crucial. So that's what I try to build into those tours. What are the kids interested in? Any number of things, but they all generally have to do with how does this work.
And for Pat, being able to connect with his community and teach them about health and their food choices is really important.
We also sponsor a speaker series, and we do it once a month. I decided to do that primarily because it's difficult making this work just by growing. You need to step out and try to engage the community. So we're doing the speaker series, and the most important element of this experiment is beyond local food. It's lifestyle and health.
That was Pat Wilborn, the owner of Portfish, which is his chance to connect with the community and teach people about their food. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Reba McClone.